Last week we started Simin Dalid in Eretz Hatzvi, and we were talking about the three kashas that the Bali Atos have on Rav Yosef Tovelin. Last week we dealt with one of those kashas, this week we'll deal with the second of those kashas, and next week we'll deal with the third of those kashas. Just to remind ourselves, Rav Yosef Tovelin held the following somewhat surprising shita. He held that it's not appropriate for a person to recite a bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz and a bracha of Al Achilas Matzah on the same piece of matzah. The Hamotzi has to go on the Shalem, the Al Achilas Matzah is on the broken piece because of Lechem Oni. It can't be on the same piece of matzah. Why not? So says Rabbi Yosef Tovelin, because Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That's a violation of doing mitzvos in bundles. Similarly, one cannot recite an Al Achilas Marar and a Bari Pri Adama on the same piece of lettuce. Why? Enos and mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. So three kashas that Tosfos asked that, but the second kasha was, since when is saying a birchas hanenin, like hamotzi lechem min haaretz, or like bar pri adama, going to be considered chavilos, chavilos, that you're doing a bundle of mitzvos? You're just saying a birchas hanenin so you can eat the food. Why is that bundling up many mitzvos on one cheftza shel mitzvah? So Rav Shechter explains the following. The idea of chavilos chavilos, what it means is that you can't do mitzvahs in bundles, is to use a single cheftza shel mitzvah, a single object, for two different mitzvahs. So Tosfos kasha is, on Rav Yosef Tovelin, that's not at all what you're doing. The matzah, yes, it's a cheftza shel mitzvah. For which mitzvah is the matzah a cheftza shel mitzvah? For the mitzvah of, this is an easy one, the mitzvah of matzah, of achilas matzah. It's the cheftza shel mitzvah of achilas matzah. Is the matzah the cheftza shel mitzvah for the mitzvah of saying a birchas hanenin, of saying a motzi lechem min haaretz? It's not. There is no mitzvah to eat. As far as birchas hanenin is concerned, the mitzvah is not to eat. The mitzvah is to say the bracha. So the matzah is not really a cheftza shel mitzvah for the birchas hanenin, and therefore it doesn't make sense to call this chavilos chavilos, because you're not using the same cheftza shel mitzvah for two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of the birchas hanenin is not, the cheftza shel mitzvah for the birchas hanenin is not the matzah. So Rav Shechter explains, maybe the way to answer this is as follows. We have to look at a different sugya. There is a machlokas rishonim. What happens if a person steals a shofar and blows from a stolen shofar in Rosh Hashanah? The Rambam in the first paragraph of Shofar Halach Gimel holds that since the mitzvah of shofar is the shmias kol, it's hearing the sound, it's not the tkia, and you can't steal a kol, ein b'kol din gezel, it's therefore not a violation of mitzvah ba'aveira. You could be yotze the mitzvah, not the right thing to do, but you could be yotze the mitzvah of the stolen shofar, because the shofar is what's stolen, but the kol was not stolen. That goes as Shri quotes from the Arzaruah that no, it is a violation of mitzvah ba'aveira. What are they arguing about? So what's the definition of mitzvah ba'aveira? Rav Yosef Engel writes in Lekach Tov Klal Yud Beis Osvav that mitzvah ba'aveira means, and Reb Chaim explained this way as well, is that you take a cheftza shel aveira, the actual object with which you did an aveira, and you use it for a cheftza shel mitzvah. That's the issue of mitzvah ba'aveira, that you take a cheftza shel aveira and you use it for a cheftza shel mitzvah. That actually explains the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a lulav ha-gazel is pasul. So the Bali Atos say, why is a lulav ha-gazel pasul? Because of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Very simply, this was the lulav you stole, so it's your cheftza shel aveira. Now you're trying to use it for a cheftza shel mitzvah. The Yerushalmi says different. The Yerushalmi says, no, it's because of ein kategor nase sanegor, that you're not allowed to use that which is going to work against you to try to defend you. You're not allowed to use that which is your prosecuting attorney to be your defense attorney. Zayin kategor nase sanegor. So apparently the way the Yerushalmi understands that ein kategor nase sanegor and mitzvah ba'aveira are sort of one and the same. The application of ein kategor nase sanegor, and this is totally parenthetical, the application of ein kategor nase sanegor is a little bit strange, because Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that ein kategor nase sanegor is only when you're lefnin. The Kohen Gadol, for example, doesn't wear Bigdei Zahav when he goes Lefnai V'Lefnin. Why? Because the gold is reminiscent of what? Why can't he wear the Bigdei Zahav Lefnai V'Lefnin? The Egel Azav, right? So that's in Kategor Nasa Sneger. So why is he allowed to wear the Bigdei Zahav Bachutz? because there's no issue of in kateger nasas negar b'chutz. It's only bifnin. So Shachtu explains, just very pashut, what you have to say is that there are two levels of in kateger nasas negar. When you're bifnin, when you're lefnai v'lefnin, you're not even allowed to use something that's reminiscent of an avera. Meaning, you're not walking in with the Yegel Azav. The Kohen Gadol, the only Havamin would be that he'd wear golden clothing, but nothing to do with the Yegel Azav. But it's reminiscent of the Yegel Azav. It brings to mind the Yegel Azav. Lefnai v'lefnim is so highly sensitive that you're not even allowed to use something that's not the actual object of the Avera, but reminds you of the object of the Avera. Outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ein Kategor Nasas Negor means something else. Outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it means exactly what Mitzvah Bav Avera means. Only that you're not allowed to use the very exact same object that was used for the Avera, that object can't be used for a mitzvah. So for example, you have a stolen lulav, this very same lulav you cannot use for a mitzvah. But nothing to do with anything that's reminiscent. But anyway, going back to our discussion, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that the shofar they used in the Mikdash was piv mitzupa zahav. It had gold around the mouth of the shofar, and the Gemara explains that's a hiddur mitzvah. So apparently, the Gemara seems to assume that the shofar actually is a chefetz shel mitzvah. Because if it weren't a chefetz shel mitzvah, why would you have to be mahadir it? So remember, what do we say? The Rambam holds it's not mitzvah bav avera when you blow you blow from a stolen shofar. Because the mitzvah is not the shofar. What's the mitzvah? The kol. What's the Rambam going to do with this Gemara? The Gemara says they decorate the shofar with gold. Hidur mitzvah. Sounds like the mitzvah is the shofar. So how is the Rambam going to explain this? So Rav Salvation explained beautifully that when it comes to most mitzvahs, like matzah, like lulav, the cheftza shel mitzvah with regard to the kiyum mitzvah, and the cheftza shel mitzvah with regard to the maisa mitzvah is one and the same. The cheftza shel mitzvah to do the act of lulav is the lulav. I pick up the lulav. The cheftza shel mitzvah to get a kiyum mitzvah, to get credit up in shemayim for taking a lulav, is the lulav. When it comes to shofar, however, the kiyum mitzvah is hearing the kol. But that's not the maisa mitzvah. Hearing is not a maisa. What's the maisa mitzvah of shofar? What's the maisa mitzvah of shofar? Is that a true question? Blowing the shofar, right? Blowing the shofar is the maisa mitzvah of shofar. What's the cheftza shel mitzvah with which you do that maisa? The shofar. So, yeah, it's true. The kiyum mitzvah is the kol. And the shofar is not the cheftza of the kiyum mitzvah, but the shofar is very much the cheftza of the maisa mitzvah. And maybe that's what the machlokas Rambam Nagos Hashri is. That the Rambam holds, in order for something to be a problem of mitzvah bav avera, it has to be that you took a cheftza shel avera and used it for a cheftza shel kiyum mitzvah. Well, the shofar is not a cheftza shel kiyum mitzvah, therefore it's not a problem of mitzvah bav avera. But the Urzarua would say that if you take a cheftza shel avera and use it for a cheftza shel even maisa mitzvah, that's already mitzvah bav avera. The shofar is a cheftza shel maisa mitzvah, and that's why you decorate the shofar, because it's at least a cheftza shel maisa mitzvah, so it's considered a hiddur mitzvah. Maybe that's the machlokas when it comes to the Rambam and the Urzarua. Now, using this, we could easily explain the shita of Rav Yosef Tovelim. What was Rav Yosef Tovelim? That you cannot say both the bracha of Hamotzi and Achilas Matzah on the same piece of matzah. Why? Because Chavilos, Chavilos. What does Chavilos, Chavilos mean? That you're using the same cheftza for two mitzvos. But are you? Is the matzah a cheftza shel mitzvah on the mitzvah of Birch Sanenin? It's the cheftza shel mitzvah for Achilas Matzah. But is the cheftza shel mitzvah for Birch Sanenin? Says Rav Shapter, sure it is. Because Birch Hasananin is true. The kiyum mitzvah of Birch Hasananin is just the bracha. The matzah is not the cheftza shel kiyum mitzvah. But you know what the matzah is? It's the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah. Because you cannot say a bracha unless you have something to eat. You're not allowed to say hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz unless you have lechem min ha'aretz, unless you have something to eat. So at least the matzah is the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah. Ooh, so maybe that's what Rabbi Yosef Tovelim holds. Why is it chavilos chavilos? Because that same matzah cannot be used as the chefetz shel kiyum mitzvah of achilas matzah, and the chefetz shel ma'isa mitzvah of the berachas hananin. And that's going to be a violation of chavilos chavilos. And based on this, he also explains, you know, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, that in the name of Prima Gadim, that when you make hamotzi, you shouldn't throw the bread. Even if the bread's not going to be disgusting by throwing it, you shouldn't throw the bread. Why not? Why can't you throw the bread? Bizayon. It's a bizayon to the mitzvah. What mitzvah? What mitzvah is it a bizayon to if you throw the bread? So you think, oh, Lecha Mishnah. It's Kuf Samach Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Samach Zayin is not about Shabbos. So I'm talking about on a weekday. You sit down to have bagels for lunch on a Sunday afternoon with your friends. Don't throw the bagels, because it's a bizayon of the mitzvah. What mitzvah? So Shach says we understand very beautifully now. The mitzvah of Birchas Hanan. The mitzvah of saying a bracha on food. But why are the bagels a chefetz shel mitzvah? They're not a chefetz shel mitzvah. The bracha is the mitzvah. Oh yeah, but the bagels are a chefetz shel ma'isa mitzvah for the bracha. And even if something's just a chefetz shel ma'isa mitzvah, you shouldn't be mevazeh, so you shouldn't throw the bread. And based on this, he explains also the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Aleph, where we have a machlokas. Let's say you have two items with two different brachos. You have one thing that's bari pri adama, another thing that's bari minim zonos. So a whole discussion. What bracha do you say first, right? The Gemara has a whole discussion. The Rabban and Rabbi disagree. Do we say chaviv adif or min shiva adif? Do you prefer, you give precedence to that which you want to eat more? Or you give precedence to that which is one of the shiva saminim? Right? How do you decide? It makes sense that, you know, that there would be such a machlokas, just like you have when it comes to mitzvahs. You have two mitzvahs to do. Which one should you do first? So what's the rule? What do you do first when you have two mitzvahs to do? There are rules. It makes sense that there should be rules, right? So you can decide which bracha to say first. Which one is more chashuv? But that machlokas applies even if two items have the same bracha. Let's say you have two items that are both bari minim mezonos. You have a donut and a cookie. Which one should you say the bracha on? It's a machlokas. Why would they argue about that? I mean, I understand when it's two different brachos. So there's one mitzvah, then there's the other. You know, there's the mitzvah of saying the bari pri adama, the mitzvah of saying the bari pri eitz. I want to know which one is more chashuv. But if it's going to be one bari minim mezonos, it's going to cover everything I eat anyway. Why does it matter which one comes first? So the Tosfos, Maseches Brachos, quotes Yerushalmi that if you set a bracha on food and you drop the food, so you take another piece of that food, you set a bracha on an apple, bar priyates, you drop the apple in the mud, it's disgusting. So you grab another apple. Do you say a new bracha on the second apple? Tosfos says, yes, you need to say a new bracha. And the logic is that the bracha, the first bar priyates, is really only on that first piece of food. Any subsequent piece of food that you eat is pater from a bracha once you ate the first one. Meaning there are two ways to look at it. You could say, okay, if I'm going to eat five apples, when I say a bar priyates on the first apple, what's that? I know I don't have to say a bar priyates on the next four, right? Why not? There are two ways to look at it. You could say because my bar priyates on the first apple went on all the apples. Or you could say, no, my bar priyates really only went on the first apple. There just happens to be a halacha. Then once you set a bar priyates on the first apple, the others don't require a bracha. So Tosfos seems to assume the second way, which is counterintuitive, right? Not the way we would assume. That when you say a bar priyates on one apple, the others simply don't require a bracha. Ooh, now you understand why there's going to be a machlokas. If I have two pieces of food that have the same bracha, which one should I eat first? Because it matters. Whichever one I eat first is the only one that's getting a bracha. The other one doesn't get a bracha, becomes exempt from a bracha. So that's why there's going to be a machlokas, because only the one that I eat first is actually going to get a bracha. And the same is true when it comes to ikar v'tafel. You have an ikar and a tafel. You only make a bracha on an ikar, and you don't make a bracha on the tafel. What does that mean? Your bracha on the ikar covers the tafel? So that bracha counts for the tafel? Maybe no. Maybe it means that when you make a bracha on the ikur, the tafel simply can be eaten without a bracha. It doesn't even need a bracha. So Tosun Chum Daf Pei Zayin raises a suffix. Let's say you speak in between shechting animals. A guy shechts chickens, let's say, for empire. So he shechts about 1,000 chickens in an hour, right? So he says 1,000 brachas? No, he says one bracha at the beginning of the hour, and then shechts 1,000 chickens. Tosus is not sure, what if you talk in between chicken number 432 and chicken number 433? Do you need to say a new bracha? Or in between 1 and 2, whatever. Do you need to say a new bracha? So, two days, both quoted in Shulchan Aruch, he's mesupak. Rav Salvechik explained that the reason he's mesupak, as opposed to, let's say, now, why would you not need to say a new bracha? Well, if you talk in the middle of a meal, do you then need to say new brachas in all the food? Certainly not. So why would it be different? Why would it be different? So Salvation explained, because it could be that when it comes to Birch Sanenin, your bracha only went on the first item of food you ate. Everything else is exempt from a bracha. But when it comes to Birch Mitzvos, your bracha has to go on each and every mitzvah. And once you talk and you break that chain, that bracha you said at the beginning is no longer going on every single mitzvah. And maybe the same is true even when it comes to Ikr and Tafel. By Birch Sanenin, the bracha on the Ikr makes it that the Tafel simply doesn't require a bracha at all. But by Birch Mitzvah, the bracha on the Ikr Mitzvah doesn't help for the Tafel. The Tafel is still going to require a bracha by mitzvahs. If there's a mitzvah that's Ikr and a mitzvah that's Tafel, the Tafel is still going to require a bracha. For example, Rabbi Shmuel holds in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, that when you're eating two karbanos, the Karban Pesach and the Chagiga, the Birchas HaPesach exempts the Birchas HaZevach, because the Zevach is Tafel to the Pesach. And Rabbi Kiva disagrees that Ikar and Tafel doesn't apply to Birchas HaMitzvos. Right? That's what they're arguing about. The Rambam Paskins, for example, Charoses is a mitzvah, but we don't say a bracha on Charoses. Why? Because yes, it's a mitzvah, but it is Tafel to Maror. That's what the Torah explains. So you see, this concept of Ikar and Tafel, even when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvos. And now we understand why it matters which item you say a bracha on, even when they have two items have the same bracha. You have a cookie and a donut. Because the bracha is only really chal on the first item that you eat, not on the subsequent item. And that's particularly true when you consider our explanation of Rav Yosef Tovelim, that the food is not just stam food. You know, it's not just on a way which you can say a Birch HaMitzvah. The food becomes a Cheftza Shel Maisa Mitzvah. Also, if I have two potential Cheftza Shel Maisa Mitzvah, I better say a Brach on the more Chashuv one. Because it actually becomes part of the Mitzvah. If you accept that explanation of Yosef Tovelim, that it becomes a Cheftza of the Maisa Mitzvah, so certainly you're going to want to say the Birch Sanenin on the more chashuv, Cheftza Shel Maisa Mitzvah. Okay.